Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Verse 33. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bibhajya tanayebhya shmamam.
Bibhajya tanayebhya shmamam.
Bibhajya tanayebhya shmamam.
Bibhajya tanayebhya shmamam.
Rajarshir malayadvajaha.
Rajarshir malayadvajaha.
Rajarshir malayadvajaha. Ari Radhya Ishu Krishnam.
Ari Radhya Krishnam.
Ari Radhya Ishu Krishnam.
Ari Radhya
Sajagama Kula Chalam.
Sajagama Kula Chalam.
Sajagama Kula Chalam.
Sajagama Kula Chalam.
Vibhajya tanaye vyakshmam.
Vibhajya tanaye vyakshmam.
Rajarshir malaya dvaja.
Rajarshir malaya dvaja.
Ari Radha Ishu Krishnam.
Ari Radha Ishu Krishnam.
Sa jagama kula chalam.
Sa jagama kula chalam.
Vibhajya tanaye vyakshmam.
Vibhajya tanaye vyakshmam.
Rajarshir malaya dvaja.
Rajarshir malaya dvaja.
Ari Radhya Ishu Krishnam.
Ari Radhya Ishu Krishnam.
Sajagama kula chalam.
Sajagama kula chalam.
Vibhajya.
Vibhajya.
Having divided.
Having divided.
Taneyebhya.
Taneyebhya.
Among his sons.
Among his sons.
Shmam.
Shmam.
The whole world,
world.
Rajarshi,
Rajarshi,
the great saintly king,
king.
Malayadvaja,
Malayadvaja,
name Malayadvaja,
name Malayadvaja,
Ari Radhya Ishu,
Ari Radhya Ishu,
desiring to worship,
sorry to worship,
Krishnam,
Krishnam,
Lord Krishna,
Krishna,
Sha,
he,
Jagama,
Jagama,
went. Kulachalam unto Kulachala. Translation. After this, the great saintly king, Maladvaja, divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, he went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. Maladvaja, the great king, was certainly a Mahabhagavat, topmost devotee. By executing devotional service, he begot many sons and disciples for propagating the bhakti cult. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Actually, the entire world should be divided into among such disciples. Everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. In other words, when disciples are grown up and are able to preach, the spiritual master should retire and sit down in a solitary place to write and execute Nijan Bhajan. This means sitting silently in a solitary place and executing devotional service. This Nijan Bhajan, which is the silent worship of the Supreme Lord, is not possible for a neophyte devotee. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur never advised a neophyte devotee to go to a solitary place to engage in devotional service. Indeed, he has written a song in this connection. Dushtuman tumi kisher vaishnava pratishtar tare nirjaner ghare tava hari naam kevala kaitam. My dear mind, What kind of a devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But this is all cheating. Thus Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advocated that every devotee, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, preach the bhakti cult, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Only when one is mature can he sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotee of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preacher in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching and work. In the last stage of the spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master should take preaching activities into their own hands. In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in a solitary place and render nirjan bhajan. Are you all ready for that? Do you read nirjan bhajan? I'm not. Maybe you are. And to go harinam and to preach. When you put me in a room, solitary place, and it's going to break down the door. Go haywire. I need preaching, going full of activities. So this is what the spiritual master also, similarly, very active. Srila Prabhupada is the example of that. Srila Prabhupada himself, he was 60 plus, 70, and that was the time he went out. He is old, as an elderly person, he went out all over the world and preaching Krishna consciousness. 69. He wasn't sitting around. In fact, younger people, like at the age 20, they couldn't keep up with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada go for morning walk. They couldn't keep up. He was going so fast. And they had to run to catch up with him. And so the Prabhupada, it is what he's speaking about in this purport. Srila Prabhupada is the living example of how a preacher should preach Krishna consciousness. No such thing as nirjan bhajan. It said here, a neophyte devotee cannot sit down and do nirjan bhajan because our mind is going to go everywhere, flickering. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Mind is flickering like a wind, going here and there at a speed. So, to engage the mind, we have to be completely in the activities of preaching Krishna consciousness. If you sit on the side of the road under a tree, nobody's going to come. They say, Hare Krishna, they're wearing simple clothes, they're sleeping on the side of the Ganges. So Prabhupada wanted a big city in Mayapur. You go to Mayapur today, and 40 years ago, it's different. Mayapur is a big city where people come from all over the world. And she go, wow, let's go to ISKCON. They can see so much activity going on, preaching going on, so much life, full of life. Preaching brings dynamicness. Preaching brings life. So if you sit around, you're going to be miserable. We'll be thinking, where is Prashadam, where is Prashadam? Instead of Krishna. Isn't it? I sit down in a room, like a monkey, moving around. So we have to engage the body in singing and dancing, opening a big temple, distributing books by thousands. People at the airport flooding the whole world, Krishna consciousness, flooding. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Prasadam.
It goes together. So, you can see Srila Prabhupada, he created this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where people come from all over the world and chanting, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Gaurahari. In a white, black, American, European, Indian, Chinese, now Russians, everybody, this is the tradition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, preaching is what gives life. Anyone like God in the street? Chant Hare Krishna. Go on Harinam. Distribute books. come to the temple. And this ISKCON temple, you can see the marble floor is so clean and so beautiful, deity with such beautiful ornaments. The clean temple you can almost eat off for. So clean. This is what Prabhupada ISKCON is. Full of life. I remember long ago I was in Vrindavan Gurukul, and many of the boys from Australia, they were in the school. They were with me. And they bought this magazine, the Hare Krishna in Australia. Very beautiful magazine. It's a lot of pictures, very colorful. I was looking, I said, wow, where is this place? And they had the new Govardhan farm. And I was thinking, oh, I want to go there. And so attractive. So Krishna consciousness is very attractive. Joyfully perform, Krishna says. It is joyfully performed. Say, oh, Janaya Krishna again. You don't do that when you take a prasadam. You're ready, enjoy it. So we have to understand. We are doing this service for Krishna. Krishna is there in his deity form. So preaching, we don't sit around. Be active. Oh, Prabhu, I've done enough. Now I have the time to rest. Retire. Work now, samadhi later. We have to work hard. And then go back to God. At that time you can relax. We don't relax in this world. Nobody can relax. It all looks very beautiful, this world. All very palatable. It looks nice. Like a deer is in the forest running. What a child, very nice grass. And jumping. And a tiger. Big tiger. So we are thinking, oh, such a nice world. So beautiful. But we don't forget that disease is there. Coronavirus is getting to the people. Birth, death, old age, disease. No one is free from these things. So these things are there to remind us, to tell people Krishna is the Supreme Person of God. The real enjoyment is serving Krishna, is preaching the glories of Krishna, being in the association of the devotees where there is so much happiness. So this Hare Krishna movement is the movement to remind us of that spiritual world, that Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, where we belong, where our home is. Sometimes the people in India, they say, Hare Hare Krishna, I already know. You can tell someone else. Don't sell me the book. I already have one. You take the book 20, 30 years ago when it was very cheap, and you keep it in your shelf. And while you're watching TV and doing other things, the book is getting dusty. And then when you feel something religious, you pick up the book, blow the dust and read a little bit. Isn't it? Well, the Western people are so easy. They're frustrated. In the Western country, people are frustrated. Bushfire, disease, too many Chinese coming here, taking their land, buying their property. They're frustrated. So they go to, I want to go to Hare Krishna temple and take prasadam with the devotees. I want to go to ISKCON because they are so nice. They give us free food and hot food, not just cold food, heated up in microwave. Hot food, steaming. I want to go. And they sing and dance, they're so happy. And then they come here and go, what do you want? Oh, we're looking very unhappy. And we're not enjoying Krishna consciousness. Then they go to another group. So people are coming to us. So we are Hare Krishna movement is the movement where we can inspire people. And they see us going around Maros. This devotee told me this. You're just going to be miserable whole life. Krishna consciousness is positiveness. We cannot live here forever. Enjoy Krishna consciousness. 50 years we're going to be gone. We're not here. Every moment for a devotee, every moment is blissful. There's no dull moment for a devotee because we are happy in serving Krishna. So, Janaya Krishna, no? Janaya Krishna is there. Krishna is there in his name. So this movement It's a movement for preaching. It's full of dynamicness, full of joy. The happiness, you're drinking Coca-Cola, you're drinking beer, it only gives you a headache. You come here, take a shower, associate the body. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sala Matra, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sidiyai. All perfection achieved simply by associating with Sadhu for a moment. Just a moment. Just like we are in this temple. While everybody is sleeping or stuck in the traffic, we are here singing and dancing. So wonderful. Having a party early in the morning, 7 o'clock. You know, while people, you know, they have a headache and from drinking and the night before. And here we're having Hari Bol and such a good time. Early in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. They're here, 4:30, singing and dancing. So where is the suffering? Devotees enjoying. Prabhupada has given us everything to be blissful in Krishna consciousness. So there are 5 things a devotee does. Go live in the holy place. Right?
Yeah.
Dham. That's what he says here. The king went to the secluded place where he can serve Krishna. And then hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sravanam, Kirtanam, hearing, and what else?
Chanting,
worshipping deity. 5 things.
And
Prasadam. Yeah. So, secluded place. It's mentioned here, they go to secluded place. Where is the secluded place? You go to Himalayas, and then somebody coming there from somewhere, tourist, and then an airplane, Indian Air Force. There's so much sound. And you go here, there's no secluded place. You go to, only you can go to the Air Rock, or somewhere where out back, Nullable Plain. There's people, there's no people, but it's very, you cannot believe that, it's too intense. So Prabhupada went to the city where the people are, where people are suffering. We go where the people are. They take the Harinam near the beach somewhere, because there's people there. We don't go to the Harinam in the forest. So we go in the city, where you're chanting Harinam to the animals and trees. So, Hare Krishna movement is the movement where is the movement to deliver the people from this Kali Yuga, from the suffering, miserable world. It's getting worse and worse. This world is getting terrible place. Isn't it? Terrible place. And now economy is going down because no business. Shops are closed, this, that, because of the disease. There's so much suffering. Openly. So, only solution is Bhagavan. Only solution is God. Everybody running to the city. Because they think city, there's job. Yeah, IT. One day there's no electricity, no computer anymore. You'll be jobless. I'm sure 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's going to be all over. Everyone's going to be digging the ground to grow new vegetables. And they're thinking, I'm going to call, I'm going to the supermarket and buy vegetables. They're dumb people, they don't know it's coming from the farm, from the countryside. So, society, Hare Krishna movement is telling us that the real solution to the problem is that we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten Bhagavan, who is the creator of all this wonderful, this world. Forgotten Krishna. When you remember Krishna, when you chant Hare Krishna, you don't depend on anything. But we need someone to tell us those things. There's another world where we can live peacefully. That's what Krishna says. That world is where there is no sun or electricity required. It's self-effulgent. Atmaram. Imagine that. And this world is actually a dark place. If there's no sun, it's going to be 24-hour dark. Krishna's kindness, he put the sun there. Oh, wow, I can see. If you have a bunch of ants in the ground, in the dark, and then you shine a light over it, they go, oh, okay, what are you doing? We like the dark. Don't shine the light on us. That's like us. We're all in the dark world. The sun shining on us, then we can see. But we're keeping ourselves inside, covered. And when you sleep, already 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And then you open the curtain, oh, 12 o'clock. But because we are asleep, we are in the ignorance. Open the curtain, I can see the sunlight. So we need to wake up to the knowledge. Atmagyan, knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the spiritual life, knowledge of Bhagavan, God. It's all there. We have to go out of this ignorance and it will come to us. It's sitting in our heart. Chaita Darpana Marjanam, through chanting Hare Krishna, through associating devotees, it's clearing away that ignorance, that darkness in our heart. But we sit, oh no, no, I have the hand like this. I don't want to dance. I don't want to get up. And this morning it was so difficult to get up because I couldn't sleep last night. I was like rolling one side to the other. And then I thought, get up. And I took a shower and I feel, wow, fantastic. It's all in their mind. Once you have a shower, once you get dressed, you just feel that's what you want to be. Before that, it's so difficult. Just that giving up. So the ignorance is very tough to come out of it. It's a thick ignorance. Like a buffalo. Thick skin. They're just going, eating grass and foaming. And they think they're enjoying. You give them a big whack of the stick and then they start moving. That's us. We are totally ignorant. Life after life. Universe to universe. We're eating sabji in the heavenly planets, then we eat sabji in the Gujarati house, then we eat sabji in Melbourne temple. Same thing. We're just trying to enjoy different places. Oh, I go this home, that home, South Indian, and Bengal, you know. Enjoyment is the same. So body to body, in a fish body, then in the body of a cat or dog. So the devotees, they are sadhu. Sadhu means you are nonsense. You chant Hare Krishna. Give up your sense enjoyment. Take your cigarette, throw it on the ground and squish it. Say, what are you doing? I'm enjoying this cigarette. And getting a cancer, I love it. So the devotee sadhu means one who is like a knife. He cuts your ignorance. Cuts it. Throw it somewhere. So we have with devotees, so Prabhupada, pure devotees like Prabhupada, he can touch the heart of the ignorant person. Because they're so pure. They say something, it touches the heart, right through the heart. Because they're so pure. So we have to be able to touch the heart of the conditioned soul. When you go on Harinam, when you tell people about Krishna, we have to be able to create that spiritual emotion, the revolution in their heart. When they come here, they say, wow, this is something. I want to be here. This is what I want to be. And they come here, they say, miserable people, we're not taking shelter of the Holy Name, we're just sitting around and scratching our heads and then thinking for, you know, we're not going to create that impression, the spiritual impression. Oh, Prabhu, I love you because you're so great devotee, you're so enthusiastic, you're so full of life, you're so full of effulgent. I want to associate with you. And with a thumbs up. Yeah, in the Facebook. We have to want to be a friend. Not like that only. You have to be really friend means you have to serve the Vaishnava. You have to serve Prabhupada. You have to serve Krishna. Otherwise, simply a bunch of words. You go out, distribute books. It's not easy. It's very difficult. Come to the temple every day doing our service. This is called ruchi. We have to develop the taste for chanting. We have to develop the taste for to be able to associate devotees to preach. To preach Krishna consciousness, we have to have the taste for it. We need to come out of our house, our little home, our cupboards, into the world of suffering people. All the people out there, they can tell you they're suffering. It's not like many, many years ago, industrialization, everything is just blooming, full of, you know, money, everybody from India wants to go to America. That's over. They don't want to go to America anymore. They know America wants to go to India. It's the other way around. Australia, oh, there's so much suffering here. They don't want to come here anymore. Everywhere there's suffering. Brahmanda Pramite, like Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartina Arjuna. From the highest planet, from Brahmaloka down to the Patala, the lower planet is all full of misery and happiness. Say, oh, you Hare Krishna people, you're too negative. You're telling everybody it's a miserable world. It is. You can find out for yourself. This is why the Hare Krishna movement is there, preaching movement. So, we don't want to sit in a Nirjan Bhajan. We don't want to sit in a secluded place. We want to share Krishna consciousness with others. Just like last Sunday, we made about 900 gulab jamuns for Sunday feast. You know that?
900.
I made 5,000 before in Poland. It took me a whole day to make it. People were just gobbing in. Dum, 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 dum. 10 minutes, 10 is gone. So, it's an austerity to make those, to find the people to roll. It took, you know, we finished in a couple hours because we had the bread and we can fry a few hundred in one go. So, we have to see, make plan to preach Krishna consciousness. Make an effort. Every time boring all about, every time, you know, burn through rice, make something different. So even though it's hardship, we accept the hardship on behalf of our Guru. So it becomes pleasurable. Because it pleases Guru Maharaj, it pleases Krishna. We accept that. Also difficult to get up. And the temple is, this problem, that problem, the Maharaji. I better just stay at home. I feel better sitting here and watching this boring TV. And the news, same news every time. There's a news, there's only one news. That news, Shyam Hare Krishna. The other news is all miserable. Birth, death, old age, disease. That's the news. Different ways they tell you. Right? There's not really news. They have the news because they want to tell you how bad the world is. If something really good, they don't tell you. They have to say, you go to the Hare Krishna temple, you don't know that. You want to know the real news about Krishna, pleasurable Lord, Hare Krishna temple. And that's what Krishna says. So, preach Krishna consciousness. Distribute books, know what's in it. Not we distribute books and they give you a slap. I don't know what's in it, but I'm just selling books. Like, we have to know what's in it too. Otherwise, we're giving the books, hand them out, pump them out. And that's what they said in the readings. Go and pump them out. We should give free books. And we do sankirtan and pay for it. And we then end up in the beans. Yes. We had Bhagavat, BTG, beautiful BTG, and they were ended up everywhere, in a bean and on a bench. So we had one devotee looked like a bum, a beard, not very clean. We send him out, and he would take them out of the bin, clean them up. This much magazine, then we hand him out. So you sell something, then they appreciate, they pay for it. So everything is a reciprocation in Krishna consciousness. They do something for Krishna, and then you get blessing from Krishna. And then in a couple of weeks we're going to have Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday. Mm-hmm. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the biggest festival of the year after Janmashtami. I love Gaur Purnima. I've done Gaur Purnima in America, Europe, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Australia, especially Melbourne. Yeah. Festival is and so such an amazing thing. It's very inspiring. We can stand chant longer, have larkirtan, reading, and we don't have to eat, fasting. We can just meditate on Krishna. Because every time we eat big food and you have to go to the toilet and you know, just paining the stomach. You don't need, it feels good. I remember when I was a kid, I couldn't fast. By midday I was starving. And then master me, I had to eat. By 4 o'clock I was like rolling on the ground for food. And those are very strict. Now, I can go without a meal the whole day. I'm okay. End of the day, I'm still okay. I never eat. I have a glass of water, oh, fantastic. So, we have to develop taste for chanting, not for material things. These things are there for beginners. Gradually you need to give up. Beginning someone comes, give them, fill them up with prasadam to the neck. But then after 20, 30 years, we have to give up. We have to attach to become Krishna consciousness. We have to become attached to preaching. So preaching Krishna consciousness is a real relishing thing. Like all these Maharajis, you guys, you go on audition books and men. Well, how can you do it? I find it so difficult to stop someone. I remember when I had a clipboard, you know, like a board. And I would say, like, block their face, like with the clipboard. Say, "Oh, what do you want?" And then give them a tap on the shoulder with the clipboard. Say, "Yeah, are you out of town?" "Yeah, what do you want?" And give them all, tell them about Krishna. It's not easy to stop someone. But Australia, maybe it's easier. But if you're in Europe and in America, it's much harder. But Prabhupada said, those who distribute my books, you know, the high service they're doing. So, we are at the back cooking for you. So just now I was in Sydney, there, all the brahmacharis, they're all dressed up in their army clothes before breakfast. They're not allowed to go back in the ashram. Straight in the street, all day. Then it's like we come in the middle of the day in the ashram, there's no one around. They're all in the street. And I see here people just getting up at 10 o'clock. So, are we actually seriously preaching Krishna consciousness? Oh, am I feeling happy? What's wrong with you? You're not happy because you're not preaching. You know, the dynamic is not coming to you because you're not relishing it. You're not fully engrossed in Krishna consciousness. You're not absorbing it. So, this Nirjana Bhajan is not for us. One devotee said, "So Prabhupada, I want to become a Babaji." You know what that is? Babaji. Sometimes people call me a Babaji. I love Babaji. I'm not a Babaji. But a Babaji means someone who is very high devotee. Gorkhasha Das Babaji was a Babaji. He used to eat Ganges mud. The mud from the Ganges and a skull. You know skull? Using as a cup.
Pot.
Yep. Anybody here can do that. Oh, okay, we know mud, we put the halava in it. Then you'll like it, right? So that's renunciation. So yeah, I'm gonna be Babaji, okay. Eat mud in the skull. He may run away, never come back again. I remember in Vrindavan, they had these people. They go out all day chanting, and they give them rice, uncooked rice, vegetable. So it's in a bag. They cook it all like a khichdi and mash it up into a ball, one ball. There's no separating. You don't say, "I want this, I want that." It's all mashed up, and they eat that once a day. They're known as something, I forget. So we went to the temple and they gave us this big ball of, I said, "Not for me, thanks." I want rasamalai and this and ISKCON Prasadam. So in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada has given us the wonderful festival, wonderful feast. You know, we have so much variety. There's nothing to be, nothing is lacking here. You know, we get well fed, we are devotees are so fat because we eat so much. And before they were skinny, you know. In India, people join Hare Krishna because they didn't get better food. Before they were eating fat rice and dal, poor man's food. We have khichdi, you know, with paneer in it. That's so awkward. So, this is preaching. When people come here, give them the opulent prasadam. They go, wow, this is better than what I eat at home. This is better than what I get, isn't it? So we are, the idea is to attract people to come to Krishna. To appreciate Krishna consciousness. This is a blissful moment. So preaching moment is not just sitting under a tree in somewhere in a hut. Yeah. Prabhupada wanted a big city in Mayapur. A big city. And right now, because Mayapur is a huge city there. And the one I first joined was all rice field. So much there in Mayapur. So attractive. And the TOVP big temples coming up in a few years. It's just huge. Whole India. They go, oh, I'm going to the Hare Krishna temple. They're already chanting Hare Krishna by repeating the mantra. So they see the beautiful deity, Madhubalva, Gopita Jagannath, Bhagavan Devi, they see Srila Prabhupada. I remember someone came, he said, I want to talk to them. Yeah, the Swami is sitting there. And I said, well, because at Hitra, she said, the Swami is meditating. Let them talk. And he looks so real. So we told him he's already passed away in 1977. He said, well, that's not him. He says, he's not meditating. You want to talk to him. Then we explained, you know, the situation. So, you know, people come here, they see everything looks so real. It is real. And it's all dirty and cobwebs and not clean. There's no life like this. So Hare Krishna movement is everything we do to preach. So attract people. Krishna consciousness. Not just attract the bums from the street, higher class people. Yeah. Because when you see on Prasadam there only there are certain class people. But Bhagavatam class are higher class people because you want to hear the knowledge.
Smirsha,
intelligent people. So it's not just Srila Prabhupada attracted the highest class of people, Americans. Americans are very intelligent people. Because in India they didn't take it. So you're in America. They're actually not Americans. They're all great devotees waiting for Prabhupada. They had connection with Prabhupada past life. When Prabhupada came, well, they dropped everything what they're doing and joined the Swamiji. So they were special. Sometimes they say, oh, you're a white man. It's not. They just came, this is a leela, they just came in their body to be with Prabhupada. So our Hare Krishna movement, we are so fortunate. You were born in India, you go to the temple, saw Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, you go to the temple, that's all. You're not doing anything to preach. You have the temple, but people aren't doing it because it's a routine thing. The parents said to you, you didn't have understanding in the heart. Why am I doing it? What is the purpose behind all this? You don't know the leela and all these things. There's no change in heart. There's no change in lifestyle. You're just doing it. So that's why Hare Krishna movement is so good. You see people from India, they're accepting it. Big way. Our temple, it just went, only last 40 years. Only 40. You know, there are temples in India for thousands of years. Hare Krishna movement, just 40 years, 50 years. All over the world, so popular. So, Christianity, 2000 years, they've been killed, persecuted by the Romans and Jews. They were persecuted. But Hare Krishna movement, only 50 years, and huge. Spread like wildfire by the mercy of Prabhupada.
Explosion.
Yeah, because it's so attractive. It's so positive, full of dynamic. People can see it. There's no room to come here. You just feel, wow. It's like walking into a very lively place, lively atmosphere. And there's a couple of people that come here when I cook. Monday, they were here yesterday, the elderly people, Australian. They always talk with me. They say, we feel very, very good feeling when we come here. Very, the atmosphere, some energy. So this time we feel different energy. They were here yesterday. I said, yeah, because this Krishna's energy is multifarious. It can change, like change color. So, oh wow, yeah, really. Every time you tell me, I feel so good. You know, they're just elderly people. They don't feel the same energy at home. So I gave them a big cup of burfi from the daily plate. So they have a little piece of, wow, this is better than chocolate. This is so good. How you make it? I said, you wouldn't need to make it because it's difficult. You just come here, we'll give you. And that makes it easier. Yeah. So you can see this process of Krishna consciousness is make it enable for all conditioned souls to take part in it. So this king went to this Malakvaja king, that the kings before were not, it says here Raja Rishi, they're saintly kings. They were not just kings, they're Vaishnava kings. They make everyone chant Hare Krishna. Their wives were Krishna conscious, their children is Krishna conscious. They make everybody Krishna conscious. They made all the citizens follow Ekadashi. All the citizens have to be a vegetarian, go to the temple. That's the Vaishnava king. If anybody didn't follow the four principles, in the prison, lock them up. That's the Vaishnava king. Not like today. And the king today, there's no king. Whoever gives money is worshipped. Bring in everyone. Show the dollar in your face. You can live here. Yeah. Your visa is granted. Everything is based on money. But before, it was based on how advanced you are in Krishna consciousness. They said, when we say, hello, how are you? Good morning, sir. Before they say, how is your spiritual life? Have you chanted your rounds? Like this. They see each other's spiritual benefit. How healthy you are spiritually. They said in Bengal, they said, Tumar Sastaki, how healthy are you? Not just we have two health, not just material health, spiritual health. So, Krishna created this life. We are young, but everything looks so bright, and I feel so good. I'm young, I'm strong, handsome, beautiful. It doesn't last too long. So we get old, we get 50, 60, the stick. And they said, at that time you go to the temple. The long beard. We can start chanting Hare Krishna from early age. So Krishna created this life, this system, the old age. So at least when we are old, we need to sit down in the temple and chant Hare Krishna. When the senses give up, our body is falling apart, it's not working anymore, not functioning anymore. At that time, at least Krishna is patiently waiting for us to come to the temple and chant his name. So this way, at least, so system is like that. Okay, you want to be young and muck around? Okay, fine. They get fed up, then you run for the temple. Because not everyone is fortunate to take up Krishna consciousness from an early age. Thank God, Maharaj, some of our children. So if you want to have children, you have a family, fine. Make your children Krishna conscious. Make yourself Krishna conscious. Apane achar, then prachar. First you become Krishna conscious and then tell others about Krishna. Amara gya guru haya taravai desh. The Mahaprabhu said, you become a guru, a teacher, and tell others about Krishna. He said, how many people want to be guru? And me. Everyone should have hands up. Yeah, I want to become a guru. Because you can tell others about Krishna. You are a teacher, spiritual teacher. Anything about Krishna. So, there's no question of us just sitting around. You see, when you go to Mayapur, you see Hare Krishna temples full of life. Down the road, there's Gauri Math. They just sang every day, they're singing. Hare Krishna, you know, like singing all day. That's their duty. So that's the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. That's called Yogapit or Janmasthan. Janma means birthplace. And Prabhupada said, this is Janmasthan, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Down the road, where ISKCON is known as Karmasthan, place of work, devotional service. It's full of life. So we pay quick obeisances at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then hurriedly get in the car. I can't wait to get in ISKCON temple, because there's so much life, so much activity happening. And then I remember, like, whenever I went to Mayapur, you know, from here, fly into Calcutta, I pay obeisances as soon as I get out of the plane, because it's a holy land. And then I'm dreaming of Mayapur. I get in that car, it's 3 hours by car. And then I have to go from Hong Kong, 5 hours, and then 4 hours from Calcutta Airport to Mayapur. It's not very far, but the road's so bad. So when you arrive in Mayapur, so much devotees everywhere, it's so ecstatic. So ecstatic. So we have to be able to create that. Our ISKCON temples is like that. Yeah. It's all the mercy of Prabhupada. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
When you first become a devotee, it's really fresh and exciting and you're really eager to do lots of service. But I hear, like, as it goes on, like, it start, maybe for some of the devotees, it might start to become a bit monotonous.
Yeah.
You have to keep it fresh. But is it always fresh? It should.
Well, when I first joined, that is 40 years ago, it's all the same, but back then and now is different in a way. It's our system, more people, more, you know, different. That time was just beginning, ISKCON, and we had Prabhupada back then. So the Prabhupada was the background for inspiration, and it's so different. And we had so many foreigners now. So now it's different, but its process is the same. So sometimes we get this fun, like we get. It's natural because you know, the system change and your friend goes away, and you know what I mean. Sometimes, and we get older, and then things change. But if you look at the people that have left, because I've been here since then, people who left, not everyone. Some of them, they were not taking it seriously from beginning. They were kind of just enjoying, but they're not really deep into their Krishna consciousness. They're just on the surface, enjoying Krishna around, just like hanging around. So when the challenge comes, they take off. We're getting to Maya and the sense enjoyment. And when you're young, it's, oh yeah. And then you get older, you know, I need to have this, I need to have that. So the strength is not always material enjoyment, what we find here in our Krishna movement. And we have to go deeper. I relish the reading Bhagavatam, relish also studying devotees, not only the surface things. So I always believe that, like myself, you know, I get into it, you know. But if you just, then we become stagnant, and we become, we don't get the taste, we're just roaming around on the surface. So to read the Bhagavatam, associate devotees, be sincere in the heart, deep, look for it. And Krishna says, I'm sitting in the heart, and I will give you the inspiration, I will guide you, I'll help you. But just like people go to the mandir, they pray, oh Bhagavan, I want to pass my exam, and please help, I need money, please help. You know, we all pray. Why they go to Krishna? Because they know he's there, he'll help. Otherwise you will go to someone else. Why do they go? Because God is there, they can believe. So we can pray to Krishna, please help me to overcome this material desire. Please help me to overcome my senses and I have this problem. Because no one else can help you. If you have personal problem, we have to go to Krishna. Please allow me. Give me the bhakti. Yes, Radharani, please. You have so much love for Krishna. Just give me a drop.
like the love you have for Krishna. And feel the thing like that.
You feel wow. You know, mm-hmm. Really ecstatic. So to pray. Prarthana. To pray to Krishna. But we just go around and around 40 years. I've been devoted for 40 years. But, you know, how much have done? Well, I just thought of the Pushami. I'm still coming around. So enjoying is good, but we have to be productive. Krishna consciousness. We have to be productive. We have to go for service. We have to do for Krishna service. Not just you know, taking. We have to give something back. Return to Krishna. Krishna loves us, but if we really love Krishna, we also need to render service to Him. Everything belongs to Krishna. This body belongs to Krishna. By His mercy, we can open our eyes. You know? We can't blink without His mercy. No air, no water. He is the owner of everything. He can take it all away. Boom! Like people build houses in the forest, nice place in the countryside. In 5 minutes, it's gone. Forest fire, bush fire. He can take it all away. Like this disease, people are dying, dropping, like spray, everywhere. He can take it all away. So remember, He is giving us, He is the power in us, Bhagavan, God. He is the source. So we need to just not be in the surface. We need to also, like the distributing books, we have to know what's in it. Otherwise, we don't get it. So when someone said, Prabhu, it's out there, it's better. Then we go. We leave Hare Krishna. And so we keep trying. The Maya is always there. Like the sun is shining, dark, the darkness is right there. We can choose to be in the dark or in the sun. It's a shadow of the sun. The shadow of the tree. So the darkness is next to the sun shining area, where the light is. So we have to be in the, choose to be in the darkness or in the light. It's up to us. Krishna doesn't force us. We have to make the choice. But when you realize Krishna consciousness, you say, wow, this is fantastic. I want to be here. This is where I want to be. Everyone can say so many things. We can study. But unless and until we actually make the commitment, pray to Krishna, unless we actually develop the taste in the deep in our heart, we're not going to go down. We're not going to achieve it. So we have to come again. Krishna will make arrangement. Yes,
I was remembering how Sasuru Maharaj written in the Leelamrita about Prabhupada in 1973. Srila Prabhupada then lent him Maharaj Arch. And wrote to everyone else to see, although never let the men versus anything. Well, everything was stopped because of the absorption in the chanting the holy name in front of the Rath Yatra. The police people, they are just telling the boy, can you stop this old man? He won't stop. He was so absorbed in chanting the holy name. The whole chanting was stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called Marble Arch in London. Mm-hmm. Next was police. You have to go and see it. Quite far from the place where they would be, that they are there. The whole chanting.
Also, this is here sometime. Like Nirjan Bhajan talk about, it means sitting silently in the solitary place and executing the worship service. So she is silent worship of the Lord. That's very interesting. He says silent worship. So sometimes, you know, there's not much around you at home. You really want to serve Krishna and you want to offer Him fruit, but there's nothing. So like the rishis and sages, they live in the forest, there's nothing to worship. They do in the mind. Silently. Like sometimes we have everything here and then we're not doing our service. But they didn't have anything. So they're living in the forest. But they're eager to serve Krishna, so they go to meditation. So this silent worship. In mind thinking, oh, I'm offering Krishna this, and I'm offering a seat, he's sitting in a golden throne. So just meditating, this silent worship. And we're so lucky we have everything here. We don't need to do silently worship. So that's another point. Nijan Bhajan. We don't need to do silently worship. We can worship Krishna with all the paraphernalia we have today in our temples. Fruit and all the opulent. Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
It's written in one of the books of Vaishnava Acharyas, the stages of devotional service one starts with. faith, then initiation, then the process before coming to the test is to stay in the when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are over enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And that stage needs to be overcome and keep going, although we are not so much enthusiastic or over enthusiastic. And when that happens, then you come to the next one after another.
For the nine processes. Yeah, the thing is, like, even in Krishna consciousness, we enjoy it in the beginning, but then it starts to wear off after a while. And we find out this, that, and other thing. We get into other things. So we need to always actually stay in the streamline of Krishna consciousness. Stay in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Don't get into some other things. It's just like, you know, side stuff. You know, stay on top of it. You keep your mind occupied in the service of Krishna. Don't let it flow into so many things. So it's a challenge. Krishna consciousness is a challenge. Even in the association of devotees, there are a lot of challenges because we have to choose the company we associate with, who we associate with, who can inspire us. You know, so these things. And so sometimes we don't want to say anything because this guy is too serious. But it's required sometimes to not speak. Speak of Krishna, or else don't speak. Or think of Krishna, or maybe thinking of Maya. But then read books. Always keep yourself very great in Krishna consciousness. There's a lot of things. It doesn't come easy. Everything has effort that to put in. Yeah. Especially when it comes to spiritual life. Spiritual life is like Prabhupada gives the example of the edge of the blade when you're shaving. If you're not careful, you can easily cut yourself. So you have to be very, very careful. So similarly, we're dealing with God, we're dealing with Krishna. At the same time, Maya can try to affect us and sidetrack us. So if we always know the where to draw the line and be which is the right thing. So to know that, we need to also study the books and be fixed in the knowledge. That's what Krishna says, be fixed in the knowledge. Knowledge is the GAN, the path of knowledge where we can take shelter of also. Otherwise, without knowledge, not mature knowledge, but knowledge of the bhakti cult, as Prabhupada said, bhakti cult, devotional service. And we need to do a lot of service, so then we don't have time to just be here and there. We are fully observed through services. Like the idle mind, the devil's workshop. If the mind flowing here and there, I have free time and let mine go everywhere. I like it. Then you're in big trouble because mind can drag you to a lot of problems. You get into trouble. So fix the mind in Krishna. Something that we don't do because our mind is the same mind. We're in different bodies, in different life. So it comes back in dreams. We're dreaming, daydreaming. And you take different substances to make you more crazy. That's why you take Prasadam, Janara Krishna, stay fixed and don't get too sidetracked. So when you go and hurry around, go out, we don't sidetrack it. It's all the same. It's all the other workings of material energy that to allure us away from Krishna. So strength is not always big muscle. You know? Strength is spiritual strength. That comes from chanting, by associating with sadhu devotees. Yeah. I have to finish soon. Yeah.
The knowledge is very important because we obviously use intelligence and the mind is making us act according to the beliefs.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't feel like I feel like when we have knowledge, he says, no, this is good for me. And I need to do this because it's good for me. And the mind acts for me how it feels for us at the moment.
Also, Like I said, we need to pray to Guru. And we have the Guru Puja. A lot of people, you know, they take off. They don't come to Guru Puja. But I always emphasize very important. First thing in the morning when you chant Mangal Arati, the Samsara prayers. It's a prayer to Guru, actually. Spiritual Master. So it's very important to worship Guru. By the Guru's mercy, we can, and we have subtly will be strengthened to overcome that subtle Maya's energy. So it's a very strength. They're very difficult to even chit down and chant Hare Krishna and to be able to do regularly. So we need to worship Guru. It says, Mukam Karati Baka Bachalam Bangalam Yategrim, Guru, by the mercy of the Guru, one can cross the mountains, and a lame man can cross the mountains, and a dumb man can speak eloquently by the mercy of the Guru. So it's not just the words, but it's true. He can bless us. That's why the Guru Puja is there. Not just to throw some flour like a football. And from here, the Guru's there, you can hear. You're getting ready. You know. Go there with respect, flower, offer prayers, be humble in front of the Guru. Understand you're just nothing in front of the Guru. Ask for His mercy. Touch His feet. He's there. He's watching over us. Janme Janme Prabhushe means He's there for us, for word after word. And not just prayers, we have to understand the principle of these verses. Yeah.
For what I listen, mercy of my Guru Maharaj, I'm able to do so many things. For what I listen.
Yeah.
But is there
it's mentioned here, yeah. Prabhupada always is to say, it's because of my Guru. It's not that, you know, he did so much, but he never gave himself a credit. He always said, because of my Guru, in the same way. We just only tools. Like all the food we cook, somebody's cooking, somebody's doing, there's a lot of work behind. Not just you relish, but you have to know the guy's cooking. There's a lot of hard work behind, put into it. Okay? I will finish here. Yep. Raise hand. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki
jai.